toss the glam and the gift of gab. Think you can outsmart Katie in the world of pop culture? Please, she was born scrolling. It's Katie Crush.
Time to play Katie Crush if you'd like to participate in our fun pop culture trivia game. It's time for you to pick up the phone and give us a call. 303-691-1MIX, which is 303-691-1649, all brought to you by Belco Credit Union. They know that switching accounts is a pain. That's why they want to pay you to do it. All you have to do is go to belco.org/switch to learn more. 303-691-1649 will get you here in the studios. I will give you and Katie the same five pop culture trivia questions. Ties go to Katie. Best out of five wins. What are we playing for today?
Ooh, we've got a good prize. You're winning a four-pack of tickets to go to the movies, and you're going to see the advanced screening of Minions and Monsters.
Awesome.
So the new Minions movie is where you're going to go if you can crush me today.
I would like to see somebody crush you today. I really would.
Oh,
you've been really, really good this whole week.
Yeah.
And it's starting to piss me off.
I know. It does. When
it's
I like
PSing
get five,
our listeners
especially.
Off, too.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I got messages.
Oh,
like, enough with Katie winning. I'm sick of it.
I don't want to make them mad. I mean, you is one thing, but then
I'm sick of Katie winning.
Who's this?
This is Cole.
Tell us about yourself. See if we can hear you.
Okay.
You
I'm 27.
Go. Yeah?
Just driving to work right now.
Attaboy. What do you do for a living?
What's that?
What do you do for work?
I work at a foot and ankle medical supply company.
Ooh.
Busy doctor stuff.
Doctor stuff.
Do you know a lot about...
Then,
oh, go ahead.
What's that?
I hate this game today.
Sorry, I'm nervous.
It's okay. No,
it's just a general blanket statement. I hate this game today.
Yeah, you're going to do great, Cole. Well, do you know a lot about pop culture stuff?
Doubt it.
Yes, I believe so.
He knows. He knows this game.
Why are you so scared, Cole?
I don't know. I'm on the radio.
I know, buddy.
Nerve wracking.
Hey, listen. I have a hunch about you.
Okay.
Don't cuss. Okay? You can't cuss while you're on the air. I just have a
I would never.
I have a weird feeling.
You would never, Jeremy. Cole would never.
Just a hunch.
You got this.
All right. You want to do this, Cole?
Yeah, let's do it. I'm ready.
Okay, Katie, get out of the studio.
Okay, I'm going. Cole, goodbye.
Before I end this entire segment. I'm in a mood. All right, buddy. She's going to leave the studio. She goes into a room where she can't hear anything.
Okay.
So there's no cheating. I come up with the questions, okay?
Okay.
And best out of five wins. Ties go to Katie because she made up the rules. So let's get her done. We'll find out if you're right or wrong once we bring her back, too, okay? All right?
All right. Sounds good.
All right, nervous Cole. Here we go. Live long and prosper was a saying from what iconic sci-fi character? Live long and prosper. Who said that?
Live long and prosper. I have no idea.
You want to pass?
Yeah, I'll pass on that one.
It's all right. Here's your second one. What boy band member publicly announced his Lyme disease diagnosis back in July of 25?
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, think about boy bands. Who made that announcement?
I don't even know boy bands, so pass again.
Pass.
Oh man,
boy, this is bad. Hey, just a reminder: don't cuss. Here is your question number three: who is Woody's girlfriend in the Toy Story franchise?
It's that Bo.
All right,
Bo Peep, I believe. Yeah, Beep. Bo Peep.
Here's your fourth question, buddy. Who is Chris Pratt's father-in-law?
His father. Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah, yeah. He owns the company that just bought our company.
All right, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Here's your fifth and final question. What planet is Superman from?
Krypton.
All right, let's get Katie back in here. Katie! She's coming back in.
Hi.
You freaking out, buddy?
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm shaking.
He's nervous today. Oh. Cole's a nervous guy.
I bet you did great, Cole.
He's going to hit the bar after this and take some shots.
Aren't you on your way to work, Cole?
Yep.
Yeah, go take some shots before you go to work, Cole.
not.
Yeah, they'll love it. You'll be the life of the party today. All right, Katie, let's see how you guys do here.
Okay, what you got?
Live long and prosper was a saying from what iconic sci-fi character? Live long and prosper.
The guy. With the ears, right?
The guy with the ears is?
Spock.
Right? Yes! Spock from Star Trek.
Dang.
He did Dang. The thing, right?
Cole said pass.
Never seen it.
Really? Iconic. He did do the things with the hands there. All right. What boy band member publicly announced his Lyme disease diagnosis back in July of 25?
Nick Lachey?
Nick Lachey? Final answer?
Yeah.
Cole said pass. Looking for a little Justin Timberlake action.
Oh, that's right. Oh. I forgot. That was the takeaway from the
Timberlake, you dork.
Yeah. No, I know.
Concerts,
what'd you do? Did you seize up on that one?
No,
We talked about that one on the air.
I know we did, but yeah.
Unbelievable.
We've been watching a lot of Love is Blind. Lachey on the mind.
Who is Woody's girlfriend in the Toy Story franchise?
Is it Jessie?
It's actually Mr. Potato Head.
No.
It's not Jessie. No.
It's not Jessie.
Yes.
Wait.
Cole, who is it?
Cole.
Who is it, Cole?
Bo Peep.
Oh, hey. Man, that's right.
Who is
kind of a trick question, wasn't
what
it?
What are you talking about?
Man, Jeremy.
Did I throw you off of Mr. Potato Head?
A little bit.
Who is Chris Pratt's father-in-law?
I don't know. I don't know who his father-in-law is.
Good, you pass. Yes. Cole, who is it?
It's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Boy.
Son of a...
Things are looking good for Cole.
Oh.
What planet is Superman from? What planet is Superman from?
Is it planet Proton?
Proton.
No.
It's Krypton, though.
Gosh, dang it. Did Cole say Krypton?
Yeah, you only got one today.
I think Cole won.
Cole, buddy.
Yay.
For being so nervous, you won.
Yes. See, I had a feeling about you too.
And
I knew
you didn't
you were going to come out swinging.
Well done.
Good job, Cole.
All right,
job.
Thank you.
You better go tell
Very
everybody
impressive.
At work today that you were famous on the radio.
I'm
going
to brag about this.
You need to.
I'm already late too. So
that's all right. You tell them why.
You got a good reason. Yeah.
We'll make this a podcast too, and you can share it with your friends or throw it up on your socials. All right.
All right.
Hey, it was nice meeting you. Thanks for calling in.
Great job today.
Yeah. I'm going to put you on hold, and we'll come back and tell you all about your prize.